So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin said, "Kishem shemayim boitken oiso, kach amayim boitken oisoi, shenemar uvo uvo." The waters would affect him as well. The Gemara explains that oisoi cannot be referring to the baal, the husband, because memanav shach. Baal mayovid. If he is innocent, why would he be affected by the water? V'chi ispe oven b'didei mi badkila mayi l'dida. And if he's guilty of being intimate with her after she became forbidden to him, the water wouldn't work at all. As the Braisa teaches that from the pasuk b'niko ha'ishmei avayn, v'ha'isha hi tises avayna, we learn b'zman she'ishmenukum ha'avayn ha'mayim b'itkines ishtoi. Ein ishmenukum ha'avayn, ein ha'mayim b'itkines ishtoi. The waters only test the wife if the husband is innocent. But if the husband is guilty, the waters do not affect him or her. Therefore, we must say that oisa refers to the bayil, the adulterer. If the woman is found guilty, the adulterer dies as well. The Gemara now explains how Rabbi Kiva inferred this halacha from the word uvo. This word is actually found three times in the parasha of Saita. Uvo hamayim hama'ardim ho'eila b'me'ayich litzvois betin v'lam pol yarech. This pasuk serves as a yediya, teaching the actual sequence in which the waters affected her body. This pasuk is said in regard to the tzava, the decree that enables the waters to affect her. This pasuk is said in regard to the asiya, guaranteeing that the waters will be effective. The Gemara asks, is this halacha derived from the extra letter vav in the word uvo, or from the repetition of the word? The Gemara resolves its query from the next case in the Mishnah. K'shem shasur labal, kach asur laboyel, shenema nitma v'nitma. Ech labal v'ech laboyel. Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe both quote the words nitma v'nitma to teach that she is also forbidden to the adulterer. However, Rebbe stresses shnei pa'amim ha'amur b'parasha, the repetition of the word v'nitma, and so Rabbi Kiva must be referring to the extra vav. We can therefore assume that he was referring to the extra vav in the word uvo as well. Accordingly, the Gemara explains the Pesukim according to Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe. The Rebbe Kiva, Shisa Kroi Ksivi, there are six words to this drasha, the three mentions of the word and the three vavs, Chad Letzava Dida, Chad Letzava Didei, Chad Lasiya Dida, Chad Lasiya Didei, Chad Liyadi Dida, Chad Liyadi Didei. The Pesukim refer to three categories mentioned earlier, the decree, its fulfillment, and the proper order of the punishment. Each word has an extra vav to include the adulterer in the punishment. However, Rebbe Deloy Darish Vavi, Rebbe who derives her becoming Asur Labayil from the extra word v'nitma, does not derive halachas from an extra vav. Instead, he learns the punishment of the Bayil from the extra pasuk, Latzvas Benten V'lampel Yarach. This pasuk must be referring to the punishment of the Bayil, Bitna Yivirechish Abayil. Because regarding her, the pasuk already specified the effect of the waters on her is v'tzavsa bitna v'nafla yirecha. The Gemara now discusses the various prohibitions of the saita. The pasuk refers to tuma three times. V'kinyes ishtoi v'hi nitma v'hi sem nitma tachas isha b'nitma. The Gemara explains echa l'baal, v'echa l'boil, v'echa l'truma divrei Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva derives from this pasuk three prohibitions. She's forbidden to her husband, to the adulterer, and if she was the wife or daughter of a kohen, she's now forbidden to eat truma. The Gemara points out that we have not addressed a fourth prohibition, asur l'kohuna. She may not marry a kohen. Therefore, the Gemara adds that Rabbi Kiva derives this additional prohibition from the extra vav of the word v'nitma. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, loy darsh vavi, does not derive additional halachas from the extra vav, and he understands that the third v'nitma refers to asur b'truma and not to asur l'kohuna, because Ma balubol michayim av truma nami michayim lafuka kohuna de lachar misa. Asur b'truma is applicable even while her husband is alive, while asur l'kohuna is only applicable after she is widowed. Instead, Rabbi Shmuel derives asur l'kohuna from the following kal v'chaimer. Uma grusha shemuteres b'truma asur l'kohuna zusha asur b'truma in a din shasur l'kohuna. A divorced woman is permitted to eat truma, and yet she may not marry a kohen. The saita who is forbidden to eat truma certainly may not marry a kohen. The Braisa continues, interpreting the pasuk v'nitma, v'hi nitma, v'hi loy nitma.